you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Designing Your Life Today. We are going to talk about the importance of wisdom. In this day and time, I mean, do you see some of the news stories, or do you hear stories about some people that you know, either at work or friends, or even some people that are in your family, hopefully not, but people that are close to you, and they do some of the most, well, the silliest things. They do things that are counter to wisdom. They do things that are counter to the nature of someone who wants to win. Wisdom is by far one of the most important components that you can develop in your life. It's an extremely important energy. And throughout our show, on Designing Your Life Today, on Wednesdays, we're going to talk about that. So for all intents and purposes, Wednesday is still Wonderful Wednesday, but you could also call it Wise Wednesday, because we're going to share lots of information about how to sharpen your wisdom, how to improve your wisdom, and how to pay attention to know what's wise or what's prudent for you to do and what you may want to stay away from. So we're going to talk about those things. The benefits of getting wisdom and understanding how to turn wisdom into a strategy in your life is just, those benefits are enormous. I mean, here are some of the benefits. You're going to have increased knowledge. You're going to be able to exercise discretion that will bring you exactly the kind of life, the kind of energy, the kind of fruitful relationships, and the kind of wealth that you always wanted. You're going to have good judgment, and that's so important in this day and time. Right now, when the stock market crashed, people started to panic, and instead of using their good judgment, they took a news story and ran with it. Now, was it very real? Yeah, this was real. And people who had monies in the stock market, yeah, they were panicking. But the thing is that good judgment would tell you not to put every single penny that you own into the stock market, put your future into the hands of human beings who can play games with your money. So we're going to talk about good judgment, preservation and protection. That's another thing that falls under wisdom. Success, better health, longer life, honor, financial abundance, all of these things come about as a result of having your wisdom intact, or being able to use your wisdom. And no matter what you think about wisdom, believe me, it's a necessary thing today, and it can do so much more for your life than you could possibly imagine. All of the failed relationships. I mean, I wish I had had wisdom before my relationship failed. I wish I'd had a certain kind of wisdom. I wish I had had wisdom before I had to rebuild my income. So I wish I had been wise enough to put things in place. So wisdom is a very important thing. The other thing that comes along with wisdom, you get the favor of others that are in authority, and you get promotions. You get to move up because you know how to get it done. Some people think that the way to get more money, the way to move up the ladder is to be the complainer in the group, to be the big mouth in the group, to be the one who's complaining about what they're not getting, or to play the race card. And you know, the thing about that is when you use your wisdom, you will never fail. Wisdom has nothing to do with your ethnic background. It has nothing to do with your gender. And it will always deliver exactly what you want every single time. With wisdom, you get increased confidence. You get strength of character. You also will get that courage that you need in order to go for your biggest and most amazing dream. So wisdom is extremely important. And wisdom allows you to really make extraordinary achievement. Personal fulfillment. You're going to have some great relationships. I mean, the relationships are amazing when you use your wisdom. There was a time when I thought that I had to be friends with everybody who wanted to be friends with me. Why? Because when having money, I had a thing about not wanting to come across as a snob. And so I thought, okay, I'm a friendly person. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not friends with people because of money or because of what they have. But I am friends with people because of how they carry themselves, because of what their philosophies on life are, and because energy is important. And if you make the wrong connections in your life, and you make several of those connections, believe me, you're going to go in the opposite direction. For example, how many of you out there have friends that when you are working at being your best, or if you compliment yourself and say, wow, I look really nice in this dress, or wow, I got it going on in this suit. How many of you have friends who say, call you conceited, or tell you you're being arrogant, or tell you don't get full of yourself? Well, you don't need friends like that. You need friends who will say, yeah, you look great. Why? Because if you're looking in the mirror and you are complimenting you because you're feeling good about yourself, that's not being arrogant. That's not being conceited. That's you admiring who you are as a human being. God made you this amazing human being. Why should you downplay it because a friend can't handle it? So the thing is, wisdom can help you choose better. You can have that personal fulfillment that you really need and you really want for your life. Wisdom can help you to create a truly meaningful life. That's really what it's all about. And wisdom can help you attract love. We're not just talking about Eros love, where it's the romantic type of love. We're not talking about those kinds of love, types of love. We're talking about love across the board. And so agape love. So we're talking about the kind of love where you just love people and they're loving you back. And you can also have understanding. And the thing about wisdom is that if you don't have understanding, you don't have much of anything. Why? Because you have no feel for people. You're not going to go very far in your life. Life's going to be a constant struggle. Without understanding, you always look at things from your point of view only. And so wisdom is extremely important to your success. If you want to increase your income and it's not going up, if you keep kind of spinning on that wheel of life, that durable wheel of life, that treadmill, and you're going nowhere, then perhaps you want to check your wisdom meter. And if you say, well, I don't really know how to do that. I don't know how to get my wisdom intact. I don't know how to take my wisdom to the next level. I don't even know if my wisdom is in play at all, because I don't even have a feel for what it is. Well, on Wednesdays, we're going to talk to you in different, from different categories and different areas of life about wisdom. And we're going to show you where the wisdom is in certain things and certain areas of life. Speaking of which, on Designing Your Life Today, all the changes that we're making and some of the newer segments that we're bringing. And as I said, we're keeping a lot of our old segments. One of the segments that we're going to keep is What's Up With That? Now, previously I'd said we were going to talk about politics and we're going to follow these politicians. Well, we are. We're going to follow them, but we're going to still do it under What's Up With That. And that allows me to talk about other stories that are going on. And you know what? We're going to use those stories to learn about wisdom, to see the wisdom in what they're saying and to hear what they're not saying. And so that you can actually look at it, not just from a point of the stories that you hear about or you read about in the newspaper, on the internet, or on television when you watch the news, you hear about, so that you can actually look at them from a not a point of sensationalism and excitement or a great piece of gossip, but you can look at it from a position of wisdom, and you can look at it objectively and see, how is this going to affect your life, or what is this doing for your life, or who's trying to sway your thinking by using deception? So you're going to be able to see these things. So we're going to talk about this, and here's the beauty of it. You're also going to be able to see the deception in your relationship. Some of the friends that talk behind your back, and you're always wondering, what are they saying, or if they are talking about behind your back, because you really know on some level that they're talking behind your back. Who cares? Let them talk. But wisdom comes into play when you decide what you're going to do for your life, and when you don't allow that to stop you from being your best, from bringing that amazing part of you, or delivering that amazing part of you into this world that will allow you to make a valuable contribution. You know, the part that allows you to do life with power. That's what I'm all about, you guys. Doing life with power. We don't care about the people who are, if you're someone's talking about you, if someone's kind of bashing you, if someone's thinking you're arrogant, conceited, or whatever the case is, because of their own lack of confidence or their own fearfulness that they don't want to bring their best to the forefront. Wisdom says you be your very best. Why? Not because you don't care about those people who are doing this, but because when you're your very best, guess what you do? You inspire those people who are afraid or who lack confidence and courage. You inspire them to go to the next level. You inspire them to come out of their shell. So wisdom operates in the name of love. So that's the beautiful part about it. So you don't have to be upset with them or worry about what's being said about you. You can actually stick to the side of wisdom, and you're going to come out better in that situation, much better than the person that's gossiping about you. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and she was upset at some of the two of the ladies that she thought were her friends, and they were talking about her at work, and so we talked about it a little bit. And one of the things, you know, I told her is exactly what I just shared with you, and I said, wherever you're headed in your life, stay on that course. If that's the track that God has put you on, forget them. Let that be their issue. Let them talk. I can assure you, the more successful you become, the more they are going to talk. But at some point, if their wisdom kicks in, they're going to want to join you and get on your bandwagon, because they're going to see that you're headed toward that big rainbow, your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So you stay the course. If you in your heart of hearts feels this is who you are, feel that this is where you're supposed to go, stay the course. So this is what wisdom tells us. So on Designing Your Life today, hey, you guys, we got a lot of great things coming on Wonderful Wednesday. We're going to make it one more wonderful. We're going to talk to you about some really great products that you can use that will improve your fitness, that will increase your income, that will increase your knowledge, that will allow you to cultivate more fruitful relationships. So we're going to introduce those products to you. And these are products that I've tried, products that someone has either asked me to try, products that I actually use on a daily basis for whatever reason, and some of the products that will teach you, some of the products that bring about knowledge. These are products that I've also encountered in that I wanted to use them to improve my knowledge. So we're talking about books, audios, and other types of products. So we got great things coming. Also, Wednesdays is going to be just like Friday. And I think I've already talked a little bit about what's coming on Fridays and Wednesdays on Monday, but I want to reiterate the fact that Wednesdays, we're going to have giveaways for you on Wednesday. And also, I had mentioned that we want to hear from you, and we really do. We want to hear from you. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up a mechanism whereby you can send your questions into us, and we're going to see if we can get answers for you from the experts. We don't want there to be any reason that you are holding back, or any reason that you're not getting to where it is you want to be, or any reason that you're not getting the life that you want because you feel like you don't know something. And listen, I'm going to encourage you not to be shy. I want you to step up and step out there and get to where it is you really want to be in your life. Design Your Life today, we've been going on for, I believe, about 4 years, and 4 years of sharing information with you, we're going to take it up a notch because we really want you to move the needle. I want every single person who's ever wanted to be a millionaire, I want you to be a millionaire. Every single person who says, okay, if I could just get to six figures, I'll be happy. We want to help you get to that six-figure mark. We want you to have a more successful life. So the other thing that we're going to provide for you on our wonderful Wednesday, in addition to all this great wisdom, is that we are going to give you power questions that you can ponder and provide answers to. These questions are for you, okay? And you can ponder them so that they will help you tap into the biggest part of you that will allow you to unlock whatever's stopping you, whatever's holding you back. So we're going to give you power questions for life, you know, for your life, for a better life, for a more inspiring life. Hey, listen, you guys, we're pulling out all the stops right now. And so we really are going to make this happen. This is going to be an amazing change. These are amazing changes that we're making, and we are so excited to bring this information to you. So we want you to get engaged with us. We want you to communicate with us also, because it's very difficult for us to know what you want if you're not telling us. Some of you are good about making requests, and as you know, most of the time I honor those requests if possible. And so whenever possible, we're going to honor certain requests. If you want to know something, we want to get answers for you. So we want to help you, and we want to help you help you. So do some things to help yourself. So Wonderful Wednesday is going to be just that. Great products that you can use, lots of great information, great power questions that you can ask. Our What's Up With That, we're keeping that, we can't give it away, and free giveaways, speaking of give it away. And so we just have a lot of great things that are coming up. Listen, it is so important to get wisdom. So for all intents and purposes, Wonderful Wednesday is also going to be more like Wise Wednesday, because we are going to help you tap into your wisdom. And I can assure you, when you open that box, it's like the whole world gets more colorful. Hey, you guys, this has been great, and I can't wait until September so we can start sharing all of this information for you. In the meantime, before I go, if you want to start winning things, go to insurancenation.com and you can win a gift card. They're about to have their giveaway. It ends this month. And so you want to get in on that. They're giving away several gift cards this month. They're going to give away some more next month. And so you want to get in on the giveaway. Get yourself a free Walmart gift card. And hey, school's around the corner. If you've got to buy something for your children, this may offset that. And so you want to go and sign up. There's absolutely no obligation. Just go there to insurancenation.com. If you go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, you will see their ad under the sponsor section, so you can get the website right. But in the meantime, the website is the letter N, insurance, the word letter N, S-U-R-A-N-C-E, nation, N-A-T-I-O-N, .com. And so you want to go there and go ahead and sign up for the free Walmart gift cards. There's absolutely no obligation. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and keep on doing life with power. Oh, this is exciting, isn't it?